Alright, we've got the new system running. See how the recordings go. We're back to recording MP3s again, instead of 3GPs. And this is the first cold morning that I'm out walking. It's like April, it's like November, 12th? I've been waffling wildly about a job interview that I'm going on tomorrow. Buchanan Air Force Base. It's with a pretty big defense contractor you've probably heard of, Northrop Grumman. You know, I don't know if I'm even... Every time I look at the qualifications, I'm absolutely flummoxed by the fact that they're even talking to me. But it may be because, you know, I've got a few more of the qualifications that most people look for, and got some certifications that way too. And it would certainly justify I don't really know if there was a lot of effort, but all that effort went to get my Linux certifications, which were not a complete act of God. I'm sorry. You know, I barely studied for the test. My experience with Linux, I'm sure, helped put me over the edge, but when I look at some of those, it's like, holy free holy, what on earth, you know? So, I don't know. Beautiful morning. Yeah, just a little bit earlier, dropping off Josh Seminary, and the stars were beautiful. The moon is really kind of cool. It's almost a new moon. And as a result, it's kind of, you know, this is kind of morning when you get to see it, and you can see the whole kind of expanse of the moon. That's dark side, kind of a death star looking thing. And that's cool. Always has been for me. In these times, it looks so much more three-dimensional. It looks more like a ball than any other time. You know, with the full moon, it's just like a big circle in the sky. When it's, you know, and when it's anything close to half lit, it just looks like a half-lit, you know, circle in the sky. Or a half of a circle. This is really the only time when it looks like it's actually a sphere to me. So that's kind of cool. Oh, what did I tell you? One thing about cold weather, it makes you want to work a little harder to get a little warmer, to get the walk done maybe a little faster. Anyway, so, yeah, I've waffled terribly about this upcoming Northrop Grumman interview. You know, I've always said that if I got a job like that, it would open up a whole new world for me. and that it may not even be a question of the money I would be making, as it would be a chance for increased increased experience, increased knowledge. Like I've been saying, one of the things that kind of probably was part of getting this whole looking for something else started was a sense of stagnation I was kind of getting. I wasn't progressing any. And, dogs, right? Didn't used to have any dogs on this little road. Why do people put their dogs out when it's cold? I have no idea. Anyway, so when I looked at my car, it was 27 degrees. It's below freezing out here. 27 degrees Fahrenheit, thank you. This isn't 27 Celsius, which is quite balmy. This is like negative 2, negative 3 Celsius. For those of you who are on that particular scale. Anyway, yeah. Trying to figure out what exactly we do in the line of everything else. I still want to celebrate my 50th birthday in London. And I find myself coming back to that. Kind of as a sort of affirmation. And, that's not a question of my employment. I don't even think it's a question of where my employment is, where my family's living. I guess it's just more of a statement of income and possibilities, you know. If you always fly over to London, you know, and go and stay for a little bit and fly back, you know. That's possible. It's interesting that I chose my birthday over, like, a round number for anniversary, which is a much bigger thing for me. My marriage to Lisa defines me far more than anything else. And, I want a downhill slide here. Let's see, what else we got? Anyway, but 50 seemed a good time frame. When I came up with that one, I was 44. So it gave me not quite 6 years. And I made that goal. Funny, when I was doing my Shetland stuff, that it wasn't a goal set to Shetland. So I felt like there was some inspiration involved in the making of this goal, for the simple reason that it didn't seem to have a ton to do with what the current push was for at the time. I don't know what Northrop Grumman does internationally. I know it's a U.S. defense contractor. So its tendency would be toward, being employment in the U.S. Of course, there's U.S. bases in other places, and they I know for low level stuff, they tend to take, locals, but this is a position that will require me to get a top, at least a secret security clearance, and that's a certain amount of, you don't tend to put people who are actually citizens of other countries into these positions. So I kind of figured that wherever they would be, you would be able to, that those jobs aren't going to be available to anybody but U.S. citizens, so it opens up the possibilities of international travel, which was another thing that was kind of at the root of things. So, it's slightly long-term, which is fine, It's close to where we live now. There's a possibility that I could still work from, I could still live in Tucumcari and do the work that I do there. Maybe, for all I know, they'll say, no, you've got to be within, 20 minutes of the base, and it's like, oh, okay. I don't know. Anyway, so we'll take a look at the thing, see what the possibilities are. And my thinking is, and although I waffle on this too, my thinking is that I probably need to go ahead and take it. That needs to be better than what I'm making now, period. That's just important. But even beyond money, this is definitely a job that's going to push me. And I haven't been pushed in a while, And, some things, flutter through my mind as I think about this. Reaction I had to the idea that Josh was going to marry a Scottish girl, and you can get such a girl to come here. It seems really unlikely, but that's not beyond the Lord's capability. But sometimes it's the guy that needs to move, not the girl. So. There's many things that kind of point toward it's time to move on and move forward. And I don't know how this is ultimately going to go. For all I know, I'll just get a motorcycle, or a three-wheel motorcycle, and Lisa likes that idea better, the three-wheel motorcycle, and go back and forth between work and home, which is about an hour and a half, both ways. Let's see what else. Well, you know, I'm really kind of poo-pooing the idea. In the past, I've worked far from home. You know, there was when I was at Los Alamos, and of course, when I was on the boat. And I don't think we should do that again. I mean, have me actually work there and then just come back like on the weekends, for instance. I don't think that's necessary as much. So, anyway, there's just nothing else to talk about. But, you know, so, I let me tell you, I've swung back and forth to almost say, you know what, I should just call him and tell him no. Don't even bother doing the interview, I'm not going to take the yes. But then it's like, I swing back and I go, you know, but this is the opportunity. And I think it's almost a question of rise to your potential. And if this is a good thing in general. But you shouldn't sit back on your laurels. It's always a small thing to do. So, you're not climbing a mountain, man. Like I've said to myself many times, a little bit similar to people. You know, people are designed for going up. They're designed for climbing, not for taking a nice flat path to take on. Certainly not for going downhill, let me tell you. The human body gets all kinds of knee problems when it goes downhill too much. So you gotta climb every mountain. That's the way we play it. Hold every stream. Every rainbow signifies my dream. Oh, guys, sounds terrible. I guess this isn't going to be a terribly awesome recording anyway. Although it sounded quite good. Sounds really good at 16-bit, but we're hanging with 8-bit for now and seeing how that sounds. The sample rate's a little high. I don't know what how that ultimately affects things size-wise, for instance, but, you know, take what you can get. We'll see how it records. Upload it to the page. Upload it to the server, and then see how it gets served out. See if that works okay. I came up with the new radio thing. You know, if there's a place to put files. You know, it's free. And there's no, you know, there's no nothing connected to it. As far as I know, no clothes. And if, and then it kind of disappears. And what I'm running becomes kind of an archive, which is good. You know, you don't want to do stuff like that. You don't want it to be an RSS feed so much. So we may need to do an automated script just to handle the, just for the RSS feed creation. Have it go out and pull pull that free server just to see if that file still exists. And if it does, you know, keep it on the RSS feed. And the first pull of that file will be from that file down to my file server, you know, to serve as an archive. But without the RSS stuff. You know, so it's still going to be an interesting thing. But one that won't have a bandwidth issue anymore. There's also a free radio thing, so I might be getting involved with that to allow a bit of radio going out. It doesn't cost you anything except 8 kbps worth of bandwidth. You know, what's to complain about? So, I still like the far side of the moon. I think it says a lot of things in the realm of uniqueness. Quasi-indefatigable Zenless is so obtuse. I'm using another big word. It's so foreign to people's psyches, I guess, that don't think about it as a, you know, it doesn't say, oh yeah, oh, ooh. You know, you have to give that a little more thought. Not talking about stuff using the term because I like it, and all my websites are kind of tied to it. I still have my internationalization going for when we do jump offshore. And be dropping off the US domain soon. My last homage to John Postel, or however you pronounce it, I don't know how, I've never heard it pronounced. That was the one thing that he supervised in his time, was the U.S. Top-level domain. And since I'm leaving the U.S., really no purpose in doing anything about that. Let's see, what else? So yeah, you know, I still think I'm going to get offshore here again, or at least out of the U.S. It's going to transcend a little bit, you know, get beyond that stuff. Now, not to, not to denigrate the U.S., just get a little distance from it. Not to give up your citizenship particularly, but perhaps to acquire others. And, I'll have my children do that, you know, from that, you know. I've done a good job of, I think, making my children not rooted in place so much. I don't get very rooted in nationality, so that they can make larger choices, broader choices, you know. Tried to give them more wings than roots. Root to the family, root to the gospel, for Pete's sake. That's really important, I think. And, but, you know, I'm kind of indifferent to the other things so much. You know, I have loyalty to the job, and I hope that's sufficient for the security, top-level security. I'm not loyal to someplace else. I have no ties to another place. If I'm anything, I'm more of an internationalist, you know, not to deny what you are, you know. I was born in the United States, I am an American, but in trying to not be so aloof, not to be so, what do they say about Americans in other countries? Loud, obnoxious. That's hard. I'm kind of loud by nature. Come with my own personal PA system. And, anyway, so, I hope that if that becomes an issue on the security check, that, that, you know, he'll say, well, you know, it's, you go, yes, politically, I am a libertarian leading sort of Republicanish type guy, and I think that's kind of like what the military kind of likes in the first place. It's a tendency that, you know, I'm sure I don't make a lot of sense to people, because given my political leanings, why on earth would I be, you know, why on earth would I have any particular loyalties to any place else? You know, it's not a place, it's more of a condition. You know. Anyway, so, brisk. There's a little bit of wind too. Thank goodness I remember these, the little sweatband that goes over your ears. I forget what they call them. The sweatband that goes over your ears. Is that one of the saving graces of life? Well, it happens. I'm interested in a boost. And, you know, I don't trust that money sufficient to let that happen will be in the offing. And, and then I'll have another launch. Time to launch on the next on the next step forward. You know, the whole thing of being a big fish in a small pond, trying to get a little grating. So ready to move forward. You know, have less less impediments to rising to my potential. And so, you know, let's not talk about what our troubles are. You know, because I'm excited for the possibilities. And that this job, this particular job, being a system analyst for a government contract, well, actually for a military contract, is an amazing possibility step forward. So, let's continue. Let's continue forward. Something sustainable, long term. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. The basic idea will be, I think the most salient points, you know, dawn ends up being the worst for just being the wind kicks up a little bit. There's a nice temperature drop. It might be below 20 now. Well, I'm still walking. Important thing, just keep going. Don't stop. I need to write down these things, you know, that we're going to stay together. You know, no more splitting off. Now the goal is to be home every night. You know, no job's perfect at that. The attitude of whenever confided with a challenging, you know, a decision that presents a growing challenge, to take the growing challenge. So don't turn aside from new experiences, opening up new possibilities. That these are godlike characteristics, and you want to push toward them. You know, given the current economic environment, and given my goals, I think owning a home isn't wise. To have so many responsibilities out there. Thank you. I'm grateful for opportunities that I am given. I'm going uphill again, sorry. The talking is going to be a little problematic with that. Anyway, so guess I'm still trying to figure out my, I don't know if they're standards, principles upon which I'm moving. And, the biggest one is that we stay together as a family. Number two, we take advantage of opportunities that come our way. Number three, we accept challenges as we come to forks in the road, that our tendency is to accept stretching, all stretching exercises, you know. When something needs to stretch you, accept it and go forward. You're going to become a better person for it. Don't hang back. Don't hang back. Move forward. And it will profit you in so many ways in the end, you know, not just fiscally. And try to become the man that God wants you to be, you know. He wants God, so you need to acquire as many godly attributes, take as many godly possibilities as you can. There are a few more that if I sit down and think about a little bit today, that opportunities will present themselves for maybe a few more things. And I find it's interesting that, you know, as I've been struggling so hard to find specifics about myself, my uniqueness, I keep being drugged to things that I'm not doing that are generalities, you know, the whole thing about, hey, push for your potential is, you know, that's a generality. Everyone should do that. And you don't want to be surrounded, or you don't want to hang out too long with people that don't. It tends to bring you down. And there's that. So I'm grateful for everything I've been given, and I know that I get God's help on a regular basis, so I think upon that I can rely. And and the promise that we receive that money would no longer be a problem anymore. That one's really encouraging. So that's kinda where I stand in the whole realm of not wanting to have to worry so much about things. And this is a good transitional thing. To be at Canada Air Force Base means we don't necessarily have to leave Tucumcari carry yet. And that'll give Brenna a good chance to launch. You know, Matt may or may not come with us. I think Lisa's thing, I think Lisa in the end is going to want him to come with us. That she's been very happy with my mom's stewardship. We haven't really spelled out what that stewardship is, and you know, that's a touchy subject. I don't really know if I want to get into it particularly. But, anyway. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I think for as long as my tenure is going to be at Canada Air Force Base, whether it's for a year or two, I will most likely stay in Tucumcari until the next opportunity comes, which it would be great if it was a bump offshore, you know, if it was that sort of opportunity. It looks like that I could even keep most of what I do now. And even if different callings come, that I'd be able to make a typical showing on it. Do it for at least a little while until other things come. Maybe a little bit of a bounce back of the housing market or something will happen, and I'll be able to sell the house. Before we just go. So give the twins the adventure they crave. Which I kind of want adventure too. So. Regardless. It's with all the vassaling, I think ultimately I should go for it if the opportunity allows. And see where it takes me. And be prepared to go where it takes me. I think for too long I've sat back on my haunches here in Tucumcari. And I'd like to hope that I haven't totally demolished my chances of of doing better. Being the example of what I've always said, which is, don't make tooth and carry the pinnacle of your existence. You need to do better than that. You know, not speaking about the people, just about the circumstances. It says you can come back here and retire if you feel so inclined. It says living in the probably one of the cheapest places in the United States to live a virtue. It's not a virtue. You know, it's mostly a letdown. And you don't have to do these things. You can have better possibilities, better times. Like I said, reaching your potential. The chance of this being the potential that you can reach. And so, you know, I look at myself and say, I can do better than this. And that's the whole crux of the matter. That I can do better. And I need to. Good long recording. See how it ultimately turns out. Okay, so 48 minutes it can handle. Still recording. I'm gonna go ahead and stop and listen to it a little bit when I get a chance. Well, actually, I'm gonna go ahead and just transfer it over to the big computer upstairs, to the server, and do that. So this is Jason Nero. Have a great